Welcome, everybody, to the big call tonight. It is Thursday, January 11th, and you're listening to the big call. Thanks for tuning in. Hopefully, the SAP team is actively connecting the call around the globe as we speak. And thank you, SAP team, for that. And thank you, everybody, for tuning in and listening to the big call tonight. Let's go ahead and pray the call in. And then I can't wait to hear what Sue has created for us in the way of a teaching tonight. So let's do that. Let's pray the call in. Lord God, we thank you for this day. We thank you for everything that we have in our lives. And we're to give thanks in all things. Give thanks. Thank you that we have the opportunity to be in the position to receive this blessing. Thank you for it coming through shortly. And thank you, Lord God, for keeping us fully hydrated physically, financially, and in every way. Thank you for all that you do in our lives. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Sue, this is a great time of the week for Bob and I to hear your teaching and for everybody out there in Big Call Universe to receive what it is you have created for us tonight.
Thank you, Bruce. This was a fun one because it's actually coming from a conversation in my life, and it just flashed into my being to write about it. It's called, "That's Just You Enjoying Me, A Radical Idea for New World." In the realm of human connection and spiritual growth, there exists a profound concept that transcends the ordinary notions of relationships. It's encapsulated in a simple yet powerful phrase, "That's just you enjoying me." Recently, a friend shared this sentiment with me during an online conversation, and it sparked a cascade of reflections on the depth and significance of when we share joy and value. Imagine taking a moment to contemplate Christ saying, "That's just you enjoying me." Picture a relationship so profound and interconnected that the very act of enjoyment becomes a testament to a deep and unbreakable bond. This goes beyond the conventional understanding of faith. It delves into the realm of contemplation, prayer, and the study of God's Word, and about the quality of our relationships. When you take the time to connect with Christ through contemplation, prayer, and the Word, you open yourself to a transformative experience. It's not merely about seeking blessings or guidance, but about forging a connection so intimate that you can revel in the joy of being in Christ's presence and then bring that presence into your relationships. Consider the scenario of standing before Christ, feeling a oneness that transcends earthly comprehension. Picture Christ looking at you in amazement and praise, acknowledging your contributions to the world with the words, "That's just you enjoying me." The realization of fulfilling your purpose and embodying Christ's teachings comes a source of astonishment and profound joy. Now extend this concept to a global scale. Imagine if the entire world embraced the principle of, "That's just you enjoying me." Picture a world where individuals, communities, and nations reciprocate love and joy, creating an interconnected celebration of praise and glorification of God. It brings to mind the scripture, "Delight yourself in the Lord, and he will give you the desires of your heart." Psalm 37:4. As humanitarians, could one of our greatest contributions be to live in the enjoyment of God, Christ, the world, and the interconnected universe? By embodying the principles of "that's just you enjoying me," we become conduits for God's love and delight. Our role extends beyond serving others. It encompasses radiating the joy of our connected love and renewal. In a world where empathy and understanding are vital, like we talked about on Tuesday, adopting the mindset of "that's just you enjoying me" transforms our interactions. We begin to see through the eyes of others, fostering a global culture of compassion and interconnectedness. Each individual becomes a beacon, reflecting and receiving the shared joy of God's love. In conclusion, the radical idea of "that's just you enjoying me" holds the potential to revolutionize how we live in our world. As new humanitarian leaders, we stand at the forefront of an opportunity to lead humanity into an era of interconnected celebration, a celebration in Christ. Let us envision a world where every being, animate and inanimate, sings in praise and acknowledgement of our connected love and renewal. For in the end, it is through our shared joy in Christ and delight in God that we find the true essence of our purpose and connection. And that's just you enjoying me. That's our teaching for tonight.
Well, thank you, Sue. Boy, that was really special. And that was a different approach.
Wasn't it different?
Unlike anything we've heard. Yeah. It's just really cool.
It was cool, wasn't it? I had fun writing it. Mm-hmm.
I bet you did. That's just you enjoying me, Sue. And that's
fun. Yeah, exactly. Isn't that fun? Mm-hmm.
I think it's really fun. And you know what I was thinking while I was hearing those words, listening to the teaching? I was thinking, in what ways do we enjoy people, animals, pets, birds, so on? And as we enjoy them, we're enjoying Jesus, who essentially was their creator.
Exactly. That's right. That's just you. I'll never forget when I heard it, I burst out laughing. Oh, that's just you enjoying me. And it was like, that's just you enjoying God in me. Yes.
Right.
Exactly.
Right. Yeah. I mean, that's cool. I was thinking about, you know, a child's laughter. And
yes.
How we enjoy that. We enjoy this freedom and this outburst of laughter of this little child and just what is going on in that little body and that mind to project that, and how enjoyable that can be, and how that's just us enjoying him and enjoying the God in this little child. The same thing is true of animals and pets and all the cat videos that are out there.
I know. It's like, that's why it amused me to write this, because literally the flashback of that comment had me bursting out laughing, because it was so, that's just you enjoying me. That's the most amazing thing.
I know. I've never heard that expression or that term before.
I know.
I think it's pretty cool. And you encapsulated it beautifully in that teaching. And I thought it was it was special. And I was thinking of all the ways that I would enjoy that through people, through animals, pets, birds,
I know.
Little children,
I know.
All of that. That's what I got out of the teaching anyway, Sue.
The teaching did its purpose. It's to realize that it really is all singing, and we can be enjoying no matter where we are, no matter what we're going through. It's like, if you're looking, You can, oh, that's just you enjoying me. That's just you. It's just so fun. It just cracked. I said, wow, I'm going to really bring this out.
Yeah,
and
that's good.
It was amazing. Yeah.
Let me hand it off to you, Bob. This is just me enjoying you, Bob. So,
I know, yeah, we're just enjoying you, Bob. You know, isn't it fun?
Thank you, yeah. I was actually enjoying it so much. I found myself just sitting in this meditative posture doing the ultimate mind-calming exercise while I was listening.
Mm.
And it was just really beautiful. And I was thinking about a part about envisioning and feeling Christ. And I thought, boy, how much better it is here with a quiet mind to feel it really from a state of no mind. So I was like, this is cool, doing this ultimate mind calming exercise. And then you started talking about the interconnected universe. And I was like,
Yeah,
that's really cool. It's like I can feel myself now becoming awareness itself. And it's like the awareness that's below the mind, right? It's like where the mind is on the surface. It's like a lake or the Gulf of Mexico with all these waves crashing. It's like, but the waves are not the reality. The waves are only an aspect of reality, and the calm lake underneath that expresses on the day when there's no wind is the awareness, and it's there that the ability to radiate joy comes from that place of quiet. And then, you know, that silent mind then gives rise to this new feeling, this new place of being. And as it grows and becomes more frequent and more prominent, it begins to feel like going home. So if you have a beautiful home you love to go to, and when you get there you have a favorite chair you like to lie back in and relax, that's the same as this creating silent mind for yourself. And then from there is where the adventure really begins, because you can embrace your birthright, you know, that has the powers of creation in your hand. And then it's logical to expect and to manifest the very highest expression, the very highest thought for yourself in every given circumstance. And this mind quieting, seeking of joy, seeking of the Christ within you that is at once deplete of your restless mind creates this circumstance.
Yeah, Bob, that's good.
It's so pure and coherent, Bob, yes.
And, you know, the scripture says, Bob and Sue, let the mind be in you, which is also in Christ. And I think that's great.
Wow.
Yeah, good. Let's do it. Sue, you put this together. You kind of told us a little bit about it. But where did the expression originate? From one of the classes?
You mean, it was just a comment that was made. Mm-hmm. You mean like what we've been talking about, kind of consciousness. It's interesting the words Bob was using. Like, we've been talking about going on a great adventure and learning. And it's about the adventure of coming home.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
The adventure is really about the return to your true self in Christ. And it's quite an adventure because you're letting go of all the interference. You're letting go of all the illusion, the distractions.
Mm-hmm.
And you come, and when you're in that quiet mind, or when you're in that presence, and you're sharing that with another person,
mm-hmm.
it's like the adventure is returned to God. And you get that when you're one and absorbed, like hearing you, Bruce, talk about it, with your bird friends, when you're sharing a deeper reflection on something that you love.
Yeah, that's good.
And it's amazing because most people don't allow themselves to deepen beyond the surface level. They want to be talking. They want to be, you know, they don't know. They don't even know what that feels like to have. I mean, you can be all these things. You can be the deep part. You can be the playful talking about sliding into home base part. You can be all those things. You've seen me. But you can also be very deep and be able to rest in the presence with another person that knows that transcendent, oh, that's just you enjoying me.
Enjoying me. Yeah.
And that's like, and that's when Christ is like, and remember, I'm trying to tell you that Christ is enjoying you. Imagine Christ enjoying you, enjoying him. That's really fun. That's a really fun thing. You know, when you're happy and you're noticing and you're growing and you're with people on your leadership call and everybody's like in this incredible energy and vibration and you're stunned, that's us enjoying Christ and Christ enjoying us, enjoying him.
Mm-hmm.
That's really fun
like
to start
that.
To think about. It's really fun to invert and look, become that. So that's where that, it was fun to write it. It was really fun to write it.
Very cool. Very cool, Sue. I like that. That's pretty cool. We can go a lot of different directions from that. Very nice. Beautiful. Thank you, Bob, for your comments again, as always, really strong. What I'm thinking tonight, being Thursday, is the night that we entertain any prayer requests. I have one, Sue, to bring out about tea. Okay.
Okay, and so you'll handle Trisha.
I'll handle that. Mm-hmm, yep. And
okay.
I don't know if there's any others that I can think of offhand. Okay, so let me start with that and then let you go pick it up from that
point.
We have a person that's been in Big Call Universe for a while, and she's also a part of Sue's pod, and she's helping me get in touch with Lahaina and the rebuild effort that we're attempting to do in Maui in Lahaina. And she's coordinating with James, who's been there and come back already once. And then we've been on, I think, four or five three-way calls about Lahaina and about a plan that we've kind of putting together for that. So Trisha called me yesterday and said that she's got a situation where her mother took a turn for the worse. She's in a kind of facility for an illness, and it's not in the natural looking good. And so I prayed with Trisha yesterday on the phone. And she was going to be driving up to visit her mom And it's a 2-day drive to get there. And she chose to drive it. And so she needs to be up there and be with her mom. And so we're going to just pray right now. And I'd ask everybody within the sound of my voice to stay in faith and pray along these lines. So let's do that for Tricia and her mom. Her name, her mother's name is Patricia. We'll call her Pat. Okay. So, Lord God, we just come to you knowing the situation that obviously you know about with Pat in this facility. We know she's had an illness that's compromised her, and she's taken a turn for the worst according to the physicians that are there. We pray for Tricia to make a very safe trip driving up there to that facility, and that she is able to spend quality time with her mother in her current situation. But most of all, we speak healing to Pat. We speak healing to Tricia's mother, that she would be able to reverse the curse, reverse the disease, reverse what it is she's fighting medically. And we speak healing for her to make a drastic comeback, to make a comeback. And that's what we're intending. That's our intention. That's the focus of our prayer. And that's what we speak according to your word. And we're also saying these things for and about face for her mom. And we can say it knowing that the name of Jesus is above any other word, any other disease, anything that we might have or she might have. So, Lord God, we just speak healing to her, and we speak safe journeys and passage for Tricia as she goes up and then comes back theoretically on Monday. But thank you for everything that you're doing to comfort her and comfort us that have situations similar to this. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Sue, anything else in the way of prayer requests?
We do, and that was a beautiful prayer for our beautiful sister, Tricia T.
Yes,
and
thank you.
I know and hope that she heard that deep care and beautiful love you poured into that, Bruce. So I'm going to ask everyone to just piggyback off of Bruce's beautiful prayer. And I'd like you to go into your heart, and we're going to amplify and grow even more increasingly connected to Christ. And just imagine that your light and your heart and your whole spirit were growing as you offer these prayers to others. We're going to pray for some people that are connected to my leadership group, and that is, we're going to start with Leanna, whose husband Jim has had many, many strokes, and we're going to pray that Leanna and her husband and her family are surrounded with a protective light, and a light that surrounds them and increases the good and the blessing. So they have a new light of Christ that is increasing the good and the blessing and fending off anything that could prevent them from stepping into a beautiful and extraordinary and healed and beautiful new life. And that Jim is feeling much better, and that everything in their life and their family is expanding, is going higher, and is becoming healthier and more abundant in every way. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
And then we're going to move on to another beautiful friend who lives in Canada. I'm going to call her Dee, Diamond Dee. And her dad, who is an amazing man, just went through, I think it's a stroke, and he's in Romania. So she can't get out to him right away because she needs funds mm-hmm. for the RV. So we're going to pray that everyone mm-hmm. that needs the RV to come in, we're all praying for the 800 numbers, and we're praying for this beautiful, incredibly talented, radiant Diamond D, that mm-hmm. she hear this prayer for her and her father and her family, and that all concern, all disconnection from the beauty and the grace and the healing, that is where her focus will be. Her desired reality in Christ is now stabilized, and the two of them are going to be together. Everything is going to be well and whole. And in Jesus' name we say, hallelujah. And finally, let me see, one, two. We have Eileen, who's another member of our team. And Eileen has been not very well for a while, and so we're going to pray. She's a beautiful woman, so kind, so willing to learn, so smart, so humble, and such an important learner, and perhaps working with me on water projects. We pray that Eileen is just healed from head to toe. She knows she's strong. She knows that she is what she contemplates. And so she contemplates the oneness in Christ, that she is overcoming and running into beautiful new healing, into a beautiful new life, into a beautiful new experience of her authority, her love, and the expression of fullness in Christ that she was meant to have and be. Hallelujah, and mm-hmm. with gratitude. And now we have Jeannie.
Oh.
Today, yeah, and I'm going to have a sip of water today.
Mm-hmm. Okay, glug, 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 glug.
Today, maybe that's the way you drink your water. Today, Thursday, 1/11. I know, I'm not going to let that get all over me.
That's fun,
today,
Sue. That's fun.
I am pretty fun. Today, Thursday,
that's just
you know
me
that.
Loving you. Yeah.
Don't you know, yeah, exactly. God, that's gonna go viral. Today, Thursday, 1/11/24, International Thank You Day. And I know people that are smiling. What better way to start this new year than with a grateful, thankful heart? Be more appreciative this year for everything. So much to be thankful for. Tomorrow, Friday. This is cool. Jeannie, where do you get these? I'm going to have to figure out where. I'm going to look it up. I'm going to get your source, Jeannie. National Hot Tea Day. A cup of
hot
tea for
day?
Breakfast. Hot okay. Tea Day.
Yeah.
National Hot Tea Day. I can't believe they take time to do this. It's like, can they catalog and categorize National Green Curtain Day?
What curtain?
I'm making it up, don't worry. Cup of tea for breakfast, lunch, and dinner is never too much on this day. Quitter's Day. That's tomorrow. Prepare to be well-motivated as we mark a day to inspire us not to quit. Non-Quitter's Day is what it should be called. Work Harder Day. Invest more energy and put in more effort. Be resolute and achieve success. Cheers to you. Oh, my God. Listen to this, Bob. National Saturday, 1/13. National Vision Board Day. Get creative. Using your imagination and pictures to envision the goals you desire for your life. Sunday, 1/14/24, organize your home day, survey, sort, prioritize, reorganize, because there's no place like your home. National Sunday Supper Day. Let us inspire you to create a closer bond with your family members with shared mealtimes. International Kite Day. Let your colorful, creative masterpieces take to the sky as we celebrate International Kite Day. Oh, what fun this could be. And finally, Heavenly Father, today we continue praying for the following. All the leaders and millions of listeners for all their prayer requests. Pastor Scott's health and positive recuperation from his surgery. Bruce's eyesight. MedBeds. 4B, us, the internet group, to get RV notification, 800 numbers to set appointments for redemption and exchanges, January 2024. Early January 2024, right, Jeannie? Debt Forgiveness Jubilee, R&R, Announcement of Jassara, Social Security increases, updates on the quantum financial system, information on political changes, update info on meetings in Switzerland, blessings and peace to all on this call. We pray through Jesus Christ, amen and amen, Jeannie. And that's just us enjoying you, Jeannie.
There you go. Prayer request for tonight. Thank you, Sue.
Yeah.
Thank you very much. Thank you, Jeannie, for those. That's really cool. And, yes, you did remind me of a couple of things to bring out in the Intel segment. So thank you for
prompting. Yeah.
The prompting that Jeannie just gave me. All right, yeah. Very good. Sue, this is us enjoying you during your segment.
I know, it's so fun.
This is Big Call Universe enjoying you. Millions upon millions of listeners.
Can you imagine saying to somebody, oh, that's just you enjoying me.
Yep, I can see it. So this is us enjoying you, Sue. I know that you had, let's see, tonight was your second class of four in this course that you started on F and S, Foundations and Symbols.
Signals.
Yeah, that's it. So thank you. Tell us how it's going. And tell us whatever else you want us to know going forward tonight for you.
Let me just pause. And we're going to go to a friend that Bob knows, Andrew Huberman. And this could be very important.
I know who Andrew, he is, Susan.
Okay. Andrew Huberman is a very famous neuroscientist and an educator, and his specialty is neurobiology and really the eye. He's a vision scientist initially. But here's what he does. He brings out all these cool tips about how to live your best life. So look him up on YouTube. And he talked about a neurohack, and this could be very important to people when they're running any kind of meeting. Watch us do it together. He said, if you just pause for 10 seconds.
If you did, we'd have 10 seconds of dead air.
It's not dead air. It's integrated air. It's not dead. It's actually very living. And so I just wanted to take that pause and say that at this time, January, almost in the middle of January, I'm going to read you a testimonial. And it's going to tell you about the course, which is Foundations and Signals, that I'm in the middle of. And a woman that just rejoined it, but who joined it because of her experience with the Golden Wisdom Bundle. And I told everybody on my call tonight, because there's this incredible idea, so get your pen out. There's this incredible idea in here, and I could not wait to read this testimonial because of how this woman thinks. And so this is what she experienced with the Golden Wisdom Bundle. Hello, Sue. What a wonderful time I've had gaining language for who I am and what I do. Also for receiving so many spot-on tips, as well as perfect language for many situations. Thank you for yielding to God and moving forward with the work He's has for you that leads so many into the great unknown. I've finished 3 of the series you sent and have my Redemption Center agenda, properties list, and questions and comments for my talent acquisition specialists all ready to go. It's like learning how to assemble your team, who those people are, going through all that. Well, the talent acquisition pieces are throughout my notes, but starred and ready to copy to a document for me. My nervous system is great, and I only had 1 wobbly moment. So in the Golden Bundle, we give a meditation for every class. And what that does is it's using the latest science and Christ to make it so that your nervous system is in a Christ-like nervous system. You don't get that anywhere else. What would you be? How would you feel if you were walking in the energy and being supported fully and one with Christ? How would you feel? What would you think? You get meditations in every class, so you walk in that. I don't know if I mentioned, I've been an interior designer for over 20 years, really my whole life. I'm so into spaces and making them holy in function and essence. Here's this cool part. On the Excel sheet of my projects, all parts need a physical space are listed as, check this out, to be designed with well-made, beautiful items and with the highest frequencies. Check this out. Bringing the throne room here. Is that the coolest thing, Bruce? I read this to you. I also have build architect. I also bringing the throne room here. I also have build architecture and design firms. I cannot possibly run that part of the show. Listed in my staff needed column. So you learn in these trainings everything you need to start thinking about to really design the kingdom of heaven. That's what the Golden Wisdom Bundle does. Helps you to be it, helps you to live it, as you can hear. So when I heard you mention on the classes regenerative development in a learning environment, specifically a regenerative architecture firm, and I just was talking about the concept of regenerative architecture, my spidey sense went off, as I'm so into, check this out, Bob, epigenetics, DNA, and cellular health. And I've been imaging the environment with all these things. Did you do this class? No. If so, may I purchase it? So then she joined this class instead. XXOOM. Bringing the throne room here. So for anybody that's got any kind of architectural, you, Bruce, anything, the goal that we are going to be inspired with is to make things as beautiful and extraordinary and inspired as we possibly can. And so the class that we're doing is Foundations and Signals, and we're looking at, literally we did this tonight, pre-RV world, post-RV world, and what that looks like, and what are the new vibrational frequency, non-scarcity, non-limitation, on and on. There's a whole list, but you have to, I don't know if we'll be making this course, if we'll have time to make it available. The point is, these are leaders, these are people, and you can get it in the Golden Wisdom Bundle, that are designing for a world that's based on abundance, that's based on their freedom, that's based on them being their healthiest, their happiest, and bringing in the new possibilities and the new designs to the world. So if you're a person that has no clue how you could find the people that will resonate with that, how you're going to design your own schedule and your own kind of getting clear and being walked through this new sequencing of events that you're about to go through, so it actually serves the new world, then you want to get the Golden Wisdom Bundle. And it's 4 classes and 1 for free. So you're going to get a $150 bonus. It's $400. And all you have to do to get that is send us an email to integratedminds@hushmail.com and just put your name, your telephone number, and that you have Zelle. And I'm going to give you a really quick description. Designing Your Best Future is your first class. Incredible. It's probably got 150. You'll never hear it anywhere else. Insights, tips, strategies to keep you out of chaos, confusion, overload, and for you to begin to learn what is called self-regulated learning and leading. So you're going to be in control of how you walk through this, not giving your power away to the people you're talking to necessarily, but learning the way you best need to learn and collaborating with people so you become a really good, positive, collaborative leader. Then we go into sudden sovereignty, and that's the whole, you know, what it's going to be like when you're suddenly sovereign and you've got all this money and you're dealing with your family and your friends, and what is that going to look like to your identity, to how you design your life, to all these things most people are really thinking about or don't even have time to think about, and we help you reshape your identity, your decisions. It's a big transition, so it's sort of about transition. The next one is the heart and science of collaboration, and that's getting you equipped so you actually get to see what it's going to be like to build teams that are good at collaborating with each other, which is going to be, how would I say it? It's going to be crucial. So that's a really one. And all of these have this sense of excitement and engagement because you're listening to people on the call that are learning to think in new ways. And you'll get a sense, oh, that's what I'm looking for in my team. You're going to get the vibrational experience of, I want to have people around me like this. That's one of the biggest bonuses of this. And you get to do it in your own home. You don't have to go to some place. You can listen at your own pace, and you can do it in your own home. And then we have the future of work design, and that's a really fun one. Like, in literally a year, you're going to have to be thinking about, how do I attract this talent? What do they get to, what is the package like? What, do I create a dream destination for them? You're going to have to start thinking, not what's in it for me, but what's in it for them? What's in it for them? Why are you creating? We've all got to get good at, instead of just going out with somebody, it's like, what can I give them that would, is what they want, that would inspire them? Not, I'm going to just do what I always do, but what, listen, what's important to you? How can I give you what's important to you? That's how you're going to be designing in the future. And finally, the new leader as healer. And that's a crucial one because you're healing the people you're working with. You're leading them. And the most important piece of all is we've got to become, like all leaders are about making good choices. But the most effective leaders are going to focus their attention and overcome these patterns, these entrenched patterns of this is the status quo, this is what we've always, how we've always done it. And if you don't have the Golden Wisdom Bundle, you're not going to be hearing these new ideas that are going to stretch you and prepare you for a world that's going to be much more creative, much more beautiful, much more imaginal. And this same woman on this call tonight, this is my close, talked about a school, a Christian school she goes to, and they talked about the imaginal realm, not the imaginal realm of your childhood, but that the imaginal realm was just right above us, and that's the place for to go and create. And so that's in the Golden Wisdom Bundle. That's why you could feel her excitement, is because we've got to go to these new places to create this new world. And it's your sanctified imagination, it's your strategy, it's your being able to think strategically with Christ. What a combination. Strategically think with Christ and love. And that's all on the Golden Wisdom Bundle. So if you want to bring your best, I would invest $400 and literally be able to walk yourself through and commit to this program. And you'll be thinking in new ways and bringing that beautiful imaginal realm that my new friend talked about and that inspired a whole call. And you too can be the golden wisdom that Christ wants in this world and beyond. So that's my teaching for tonight, Bruce.
Very good segment, Sue. Thank you very much for that. I love that testimonial from M. And
from M, I know.
Yeah, it was great. So, yep, I will refresh that in the Intel segment. Thank you, Sue, very much for that. And I know the classes are going well, and everybody's juiced about that. And then I know that the Golden Wisdom Bundle is really being well received. So thank you, Sue, for that very much. Very much.
Thank you, Bruce.
All right. So, Bob, we're transitioning over. We're about a third of the way, just over a third of the way through the month. So I know you probably have a few testimonials that are always exciting to hear, and anything else regarding new research or product offering, whatever it is you've got, Bob, we're open to it.
Great. All right. So just a reminder to people, our sale that we have going on for our Boomer Boost and Barley is still on.
Yeah.
Okay. And we'll be until around the 15th or 16th. So, okay, you know, a few more days, five more days. Give everybody a chance who might be on their winter vacation in St. Petersburg, Florida, and wants to get back home, or maybe stop by the office like people who are Big Call listeners did yesterday, who were down in Florida and came by to visit, and always welcome. Give us a call. We're on 5401 Central Avenue, very easy to get to, right? If you're over in Orlando, just come across 4 to 275 to 5th Avenue North. Come across down to Central, and there we are. Only take you hour and a half to get here from Orlando. You want to come from Sarasota, it's only 45 minutes. Come down from the north, from Crystal River, it's about an hour and a half. You know, like that. Come and visit, call ahead, I'll make sure I'm there to meet with you. We had a really wonderful visit, Bruce, with this husband and wife team. You could definitely say they're a team.
Really? Okay.
They've been together for a long time. They're still in business. And they came over to ask some questions about health and wellness. They've been into health and wellness, taking care of themselves for 40 or 50 years, been involved in using nutrition and healthy habits to care for themselves. And I had a really great time getting to meet them. And they insisted that I will make sure to keep you in line and to not let you stop doing the big call. So,
oh, is that what they want? They want me to continue it, even though the agreement is to take you to the keep me in line.
Yeah, and I have, I've been assigned to be the one to keep you in line.
Oh, I'd rather assign Sue for that, but anyway.
Yeah, probably a better idea. My management style is a little gruff. But, so that sale's still going on. A Barley and Boomer Boost, buy one, get one half off. And we do have a couple of testimonials. This is one about magnesium and zinc. It says, I like this supplement. I take it around 8 after dinner, and I feel really relaxed.
Mm-hmm.
Plus, I feel that it has helped my migraines settle down.
Mm-hmm.
And I love that it includes zinc.
It's good. There's
another one. This is about ashwagandha. This came in 6 hours ago. It says, I've experienced a calmness and relaxation response, which noticeably helped to increase my circulation and therefore warm my hands. I'm overjoyed with the results that I have experienced by taking the Boomer's ashwagandha. Thank you. Isn't that interesting, Bruce?
Yeah.
She calmed down, and her circulation improved, and her hands got warmer.
That's amazing. Cool.
I started thinking about one of my teachers, John Caputo, who is a bioenergetic expert. And he always talked about how people's bodies could be very, very tense. And he said that sometimes it occurs because little children, when they're first born and for the first couple of years of life, they're very, very open, very loving, very needy for touch. And if they grow up in a household that's not comfortable with that, they will retract. And he said you'll notice if they're sitting in their high chair at a table and you have things in the middle of the table that you think is out of reach, they somehow magically reach over and grab it. And he said it's because before children learn to be more tense, they can actually reach much farther proportionally than adults can.
Right.
But he said that if a child reaches out, children love hugging adults around their neck. So if you give a child to a loving person, the child will throw their arms around their neck and hug.
Mm.
But if the family's not comfortable with that, the child feels a little pushback. And so the next time, it doesn't reach quite as far or try to hug quite as much. And if they still get pushback, they do it less and less and less.
Mm.
And the cells of their body begin to contract. And in the worst case scenario, you see little children who are put into cribs with no parents and no love from the staff at the orphanage. And they literally curl up into a ball.
Fetal position.
Yep, and they rock and moan from the lack of love. And so I'm thinking, here's a person whose hands are cold from stress, right? Because the ashwagandha helped her to relax. Mm-hmm. And so this is a much more minor example. where even in adulthood, somebody can be stressed. They're generally kind of tense. It's closing down their circulation. And they actually feel cold from the lack of circulation.
Mm-hmm.
And as soon as they're able to relax, mm-hmm. their circulation improves.
Yeah.
And their body's actually warmer. And I was thinking, wouldn't it be wonderful if you could combine something like ashwagandha and magnesium, which helped the other lady to relax, mm-hmm. with havening?
Exactly.
Yeah. And begin to relax your entire body, mind, and spirit with havening and ashwagandha, and how wonderful that could feel. And then started thinking about this because the New York Times today, Bruce, had an article. The title was Naomi File, Who Transformed Dementia Care, Dies at 91. And underneath it said, instead of forcing people to remember facts, she helped people with dementia express their anger and sorrow, and she found it made all the difference. And Naomi was a social worker from the Bronx, New York. Mm-hmm. And she worked with people who were elderly, and she just noticed that the reality therapy that was being imposed upon people with dementia in nursing homes was actually making things worse. What day is it? What time is it? Mrs. Jones, it's Thursday. It's 12 o'clock. Mm-hmm. How are you?
Right.
Trying to orient them to time and place. You're here. And what Naomi discovered was that part of the reason people had dementia is in their old age, they were beginning to really express and act out traumas from their younger life. And if you were to witness a old woman in a wheelchair with a tray in front of her, who's mm-hmm. banging on that tray, perseverating what seems to be nonsensical utterances, upon further discussion with that person, and havening, you could finally get them to tell you what it was they were banging on, what the problem was, help them resolve it. And lo and behold, Bruce, some of those people completely recovered. They didn't have Alzheimer's disease.
That's terrific, man. That's amazing.
And so when Naomi taught us that one of the things that you could do to help a person in such a state calm down was to rub their cheek and to take your hand and make a fist and take the flat part of your fingers that were showing and gently rub them on the person's cheek while you talk mm-hmm. to them.
Mm-hmm.
It was a precursor to havening.
She developed that
way back in the 1980s. And I first saw Naomi speak at a conference in a room that had a couple thousand people in it. And she was also an actress in New York City. And we sat down, and this lady stood up from a random seat in the conference mm-hmm. and started walking in the aisle, wringing her hands, moaning and screaming and carrying on just like a person with dementia. And we all thought that there was a person there that maybe was an elderly relative of one of the attendees who had gotten up out of her chair. Turned out it was Naomi putting on an act, showing us what it looks like.
Wow,
and then went
great.
On to show us her film called Looking for Yesterday. And it's a beautiful movie about her work in the nursing homes in the Bronx and how she trained the staff and helped transform the whole energy, the whole spirituality of that home where it became a true house of hope and a house of healing rather than a place to just go and die. And later, about probably 2 or 3 years later, I asked Naomi if she wanted to do some research to document the efficacy of her treatment, which she called validation therapy. And she agreed to do it, and we received a grant from the health department in the state of New York for $500,000. And we had an outside research institute, the Ringel Institute of Gerontology, agreed to be the impartial observers. And we tested in 6 nursing homes this use of this technique, using test before and after testing and the like, and ended up becoming published research that showed that this type of therapy could actually arrest the progression of dementia on average, and with some people actually make it so they no longer had dementia. And later, in a different facility I worked at, these are both religious-based facilities, Naomi came to train our 500 staff members in that facility.
Wow, terrific. Wow.
And Peter Jennings sent his health reporter to our facility, and they did a documentary of sorts that aired on the evening news, the ABC evening news, Peter Jennings.
Right.
And she wrote a book later called The Validation Breakthrough, which people can get if you have a relative or somebody you know with dementia. You want to read her book because it teaches you step by step how to use validation therapy to help people. But it's so relevant to Sue's teachings over the last 2 times here, both tonight and on Tuesday, about empathy and being able to get inside someone else with compassion and empathy. And Naomi was the epitome of that. She could do it with people who even seemed to be hopelessly trapped in a world of dementia. Naomi, through her empathy and the havening technique, could reach these people and help them to resolve their issues, to recover, and not to die in a state of high anxiety. And so tonight, when I saw that the New York Times had said that she had passed away, that was the remembrances that came. It came to me, and I started thinking, you know, a lot's changed since 1996 with the ABC News.
Right.
We now have many, many more technologies to help with dementia, in addition to that, you know, Naomi's teachings from years ago. We now have a big capability to reduce inflammation in people's brains with nutritional products. And we know that inflammation is a precursor to most forms of dementia. And people can use the products from Boomers Forever Young to reduce the inflammation in their brain. Quite often it helps people with dementia. We also know that if you increase your circulation in general, it'll absolutely increase the circulation to your brain. And many, many people have dementia because of poor circulation to their brain. We also know that dementia can be a result of very low levels of vitamin D, low levels of fatty acids.
Wow.
And we know now that by increasing vitamin D and increasing the electrical potential at the synapses in the brain and in the receptors using fatty acids and things like the Fisher-Wallace stimulator can have a tremendous impact on dementia. And light itself Bruce, has been researched now not only in the U.S. By the company called JustLay, but it's been researched in many other countries as well.
Mm-hmm.
And the FDA is now under consideration of approving the sunflower light device from Just Light as a treatment for Alzheimer's disease.
That's terrific. And,
we had the opportunity to interview the inventor of the Just Light sunflower device.
Mm-hmm.
It's on our website. If you put in light therapy or photobiomodulation, you can you can find the podcast about that, and you can watch as much as you want. It's a couple hours of time, the podcast. We went really in depth with him about the origin of light therapy, how it works, how he invented his device, what it does, and but nonetheless, hour, 2 hours, whatever, it's a demonstration of a new technology for dementia. But not only that, it's a demonstration of ingenuity, of extreme inventiveness, of people who have the ability to quiet their mind and allow the universe and allow God to bring forward information through the field into the individualized, congealed light of an individual person to give information and capability to create such a dynamic device as the sunflower.
Mm-hmm.
And these are things that are happening just now that have already happened with the circulation map we've talked about, with reducing inflammation, and with light therapy. And it's been a few decades now that validation therapy's been available. And there's a lot that you can do for people with dementia, but I have to tell you, Bruce, the average person with dementia, their family, their caregivers, don't know anything about validation therapy. They don't know anything about the circulation mat. They don't know anything about superoxide dismutase. They don't know anything about the invention by the Just Light company. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
99 out of 100 people will never have even heard of one of those things. Right? And that's why it's so crucial for the big call to have a segment like this, because all the people listening to the big call by the millions now have this information and can share it with people.
That's right.
Go to our website, watch the podcast, learn about the man that created that light. Go to our website and learn about our sprouted barley seeds that was literally received from a brilliant Christian scientist in Canada who, in his prayers, was given the answers to how to create this product.
That's true.
Right?
Yeah.
These are the opportunities that arise from the loyal listeners and followers to the big call. This is the type of information that can have a tremendous positive impact for your family. And if you can't remember what it is, you don't quite understand what it is, you can always call us on our 800 number and say,
there you go.
Hey, I heard Bob talking about dementia. What did he was talking about? What is that light device called? Is it called the passion flower, the sunflower? What is it?
Sunflower. Think of sun, light, sunlight, sunflower.
Yeah. And we'll be able to help you. We'll be able to help
That's
you
great.
Care for your loved one with dementia in a way that is absolutely not possible by calling anybody else.
Bob, that is terrific information. I want to tell you, when I make a comment about the how important and crucial the idea of touch is, Bob. And certainly you're a little younger than me, but I grew up, and I think you probably grew up, in a generation where touch was not really part of who we are growing up. From children all the way up to our adulthood, we did not necessarily, some people did, but I think a lot of families did not experience the hugging that you were referring to, the I love you. We didn't get any of that. No I love you. No hugs. There was that aspect of what we grew up with that I think in the next generation was much more prevalent. In other words, young people, and let's say in their 30s, 20s, and so on, they may have received that. And they certainly, those that are having children now, are passing that on to their kids. But I think it's remarkable that the generation that I grew up in, which was, you know, early 50s, coming up and just realizing, you know, hey, I didn't have that growing up. I had to learn that. In fact, my late wife Paula's family was a hugging, loving family. And I learned it from them. And some of it I learned from the Christian community at church. Because at church you could hug and be hugged and so on as a way of greeting, right? Greet one another with a holy kiss, the Bible says. So I say, don't you think it's remarkable, Bob, the difference in that generation that you and I grew up in, and you're a little younger than me, but I don't know that you had it growing up. I know I didn't have it growing up, but it's so crucial for parents, especially now, of young people to be that loving, caring, hugging, affectionate family, to be those parents like that. What do you think of that, Bob?
Yeah, I do think it's really crucial. And, you know, I first experienced a clarity through contrast about this when I was living in Brazil. And that I lived with, and lots of Brazilians I encountered, were very, very loving and always touching. And the mom and dad, were both physicians where I lived, had children. And every night, those children, after dinner, would come and lie on the couch in their parents' lap. And the parents would just talk to them and stroke their head and rub their bodies. And
there you go.
Just talk to them about their day. And they would have the TV on. They were watching some, you know, funny type of show. But at the same time, they were very loving and touching their children. And I was very, very kind of taken back by that. I was like, wow, I've never seen anything like that before.
Right, yeah.
Yeah.
It's amazing. But I think it's so important that we continue to talk about that and extend that and be that now. It's like even my Christian brothers that I go out to lunch with, we start, you know, we give each other a hug, a man hug, you know. We tell each other when we say goodbye, I love you. I mean, Bob, this is guys talking to guys, men talking to men, straight men. And it's just, you know, I sure didn't grow up with that. But I appreciate it, even now. Anyway, I just felt like I needed to comment on that. And the other thing, Bob, is you've got the website that if people go to bigcalluniverse.com and they land on our homepage, they'll see a banner that says Boomers. They click on that banner, it's a direct link into your website. They can see the products, they can see the products on sale, they can see the dynamic combo, which is Boomer Boost and Barley. That's the best way to buy it, especially on a buy one, get one half off. That's what I did. And I highly recommend you guys do that while this sale lasts, which will probably, it sounds like, take us through Tuesday, the 16th.
Yep.
Right, Bob? So the other thing is,
yep,
when you have a question or you think you're going to be in the area or you want some information on the circulation mat or anything regarding Alzheimer's or dementia that Bob was covering tonight in his segment, use the toll-free number, which is 800-861-4609. 800-861-4609. That's good 9 to 5, Monday through Friday, Eastern Daylight Time. And I think it's terrific that we've got the sale going on, Bob, and that we have this opportunity for people to just basically take advantage of the service that you offer Big Call Universe people that are listening and people that are just normal clients of Boomers. But it's just a remarkable feature that you said that nobody else does. And that's true. This is a free service that Bob is because he has that heart. He's got the heart for people. Anyone can tell that. I could tell it 9.5 years ago in the first 10 minutes of listening to Bob on the phone call that he made to me. So take advantage of the sale. Take advantage of using the website. 98-99% of the people use the website to purchase, putting products in their cart, checking out, all of that stuff. And that's really the way to go. But anyone that you get, whether you call in or you leave a message and they call you back, they're all highly qualified and talented staff members that have been well-trained by Bob, and they're very kind. And, Bob, I appreciate that. Anything else before we go to Intel?
No, that's it, Bruce. It is 10:30.
All righty, then. We'll try to get a little segment in. Thank you, Bob. This time, you guys, is really an interesting time for us. We are right in the throes of the final days of this, as I've mentioned on Tuesday. What we're finding now is that some of the sources that we've had have just clammed up. They're under new NDAs. They've got gag orders. They know in some cases they're being listened to, so they're not really forthcoming with intel. They really aren't. That's good and bad. The good side, the bad side is we don't really get as much intel as we'd like to know exactly what's happening. The bad side, that's the bad side. The good side is it shows that we're so close to this going, because they don't want certain leaks to come out of certain portions of this exchange procedure and everything, and they just want to have it quiet. That's a good sign. Believe it or not, it's a good sign. Fortunately, I do have a little bit of new intel for you. All right, I'm just going to boil it down here in a few minutes. I talked to you guys Tuesday about where we believe we are in this process. We had a major, let's just call it, internet guru, I don't like that term, an internet person say that we were going to get this, meaning our notifications, between Wednesday and Friday, That's tomorrow. Now, I don't know that that's going to quite hold up. And here's why. We did find out that the super whales and the whales, which would be in Tier 3, these would be major, huge bondholders. These guys have been finally completed, and they expect to be notified over the weekend. That notification would give them the timing for their access to their funds. Okay? The other thing is, what we're hearing from a major paymaster with Wells, and this is not just him, but other people, are saying that they are working now for the next 24 to 48 hours, and I think that would be through Saturday. In other words, Friday and Saturday, they're working to get the intermediary groups paid. And they have a whole plan for that. They could get it done in 24 hours. It could be 48 hours. So I'm going to say it could extend out to and through Saturday. The same individual is also saying that we should receive our notifications within the next 4 days. Now, that would take us from Friday, Saturday, Sunday to Monday, Martin Luther King Day. Now, if it go, remember, that's, it could be within 4 days, not just 4 days away, but within the next 4 days, starting tomorrow, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and Monday. Now, they may take this to the very end. You guys know that Monday is a bank holiday and a federal holiday, Martin Luther King Day. Banks will be closed. We've talked about redemption centers possibly being open when banks are closed. And that is possible. However, it's not likely to be the case. So we have a 4-day period here, let's say, that we could get something to happen within. But being that Monday the 15th is a federal holiday, maybe notifications come out within this time, but maybe we don't exchange until Tuesday. I'm just bringing out the reality of it. I haven't been told that, but I think it's conceivable that we go all the way through Monday and don't have it yet. Or we could get it tomorrow. Or we could get it Saturday. Just stay open to something happening for us over the next 4 days. Bondholders should be receiving their notifications by email over the weekend. We could get our notifications over the weekend. It just depends on how closely they want to keep the shotgun start. Is it a true shotgun start where we all get notified at the same time? Is there a 12 to 14 hour period where, let's say, Tier 3 gets notified of their liquidity and then we don't for another 12 hours? Yeah, that could be the case. Jeannie mentioned something in her prayer request synopsis that talked about R&R still planning to happen in the month of January. And it should be, and I said this before, it should come a week after we start exchanges. R&R to come out, that's restitution and reclamation allowance, a week after we start our exchanges. Okay? So that's going to take place in that time frame. The increase in Social Security, I don't know that anybody has seen it yet this month, but it's supposed to be this month. Let's just wait and see what happens on that. today was supposed to be the day that we had Nasara announcements to come out. Don't believe that's taken place. If it did, it could be a soft announcement like Jassara was last week. A soft announcement was made about Jassara globally. Well, who was it made to? I don't know. It wasn't made to me, but I understand that took place. Fine. Good. Now, Nasara has a lot of different components in it, but we thought we might get one of those today, at least one start of a description of the announcements of Nasara today. To my knowledge, didn't happen. So we'll see when that does happen. Political change, we'll see. There's quite a bit, guys, that needs to come out that hasn't come out yet. All I can tell you is there is a lot of cleanup and pickup throughout the world going on continually now. They're making great headway with it. As I mentioned Tuesday night, I think we're moving very well in that direction. They're doing really great moving through that. But it's not over. So I'm going to recommend everybody plan on having a great weekend. Keep an eye on emails. When this does come in and we get our toll-free numbers, we'll post them on bigcalluniverse.com. And when we do get them, we'll also send out an email blast to the people that have registered on bigcalluniverse.com that would like to be notified of numbers. We'll send that out, and that'll go out. And, of course, when I get it, I will, you know, tell it. I don't know that we'll get it before Tuesday or not, but we should. But anyway, it'll be out. Within 10 minutes of any of us getting it, it'll probably make it on the blogs or make it online, so people will see it. But just make sure it's the same thing that you see on bigcalluniverse.com or that you get in an email from us, from our servers. But the Wells Fargo servers, are supposed to click in with the emails going out, out of Atlanta, and those should be coming in, and we should be getting those, theoretically, the latest is within the next 4 days. So within is the operative word. Four is the other operative word. So we'll see where this goes. We'll see what happens. And in the meantime, please send Sue an email to integratedminds@hushmail.com and pick up the Golden Wisdom Bundle for $400, which includes five separate courses of four classes each. So that's 20 classes, numbering approximately 30 hours of classroom education from Sue and the pod. And all you do is send her an email and make sure you have Zelle, Z-E-L-L-E, which I think most banks have it available. Use your Zelle and send $400 to Sue and make sure you send her an email first indicating, yes, I'd like the Golden Wisdom Bundle. I have Zelle. She'll send you back an email to say how to do that, how to send that. Okay? So that's something I want everybody to take advantage of. It's an absolute winner. If you heard the testimonial that Sue had today about the Golden Wisdom Bundle, you'll agree this is extremely valuable and worthwhile for you to invest in. Moving forward from now through the next at least 1 or 2 years following the RB. All right? So we are very close to it. I believe that's everything I wanted to cover tonight. There's not a whole lot out there. Most of what's out there on the blogs came from my call last Tuesday night that I've heard about. But that's okay. You know, we're looking to get, you know, what we heard, excuse me, Tuesday morning was that the Iraqi dinar would be on the Forex Tuesday morning. I have not, was it Tuesday or Wednesday? Tuesday or Wednesday morning, I have not been able to confirm that it is absolutely being traded on the Forex yet. They may be holding it back from the U.S., from us seeing it, until we give the go-ahead. It's the only thing I can think of there. But the good news is when things get super quiet, that means we're super close. All right? So that's what I'm going to say tonight, everybody. I want everybody to have a great weekend. Enjoy Martin Luther King Day on Monday. And let's see what happens for us over the next 4 days. Meanwhile, get in touch with Sue, integratedminds@hushmail.com. All right, everybody, have a great weekend. Let's go ahead and pray the call out. Lord God, we just thank you so much for the opportunity to share on the Big Call with Big Call Universe all around the globe, millions of listeners, and up to a couple hundred countries. Thank you, SAT team, for hooking us up, making that a reality. So important, so valuable to us. And thank you, Big Call Universe, for listening and tuning in. We are in the start of our 13th year, and we're going to take you all the way through to through the RV, and then, of course, we'll be in touch with you by email about future calls that we do that might be blog, that might be, what do you call it, calls that we record and send you a link on through your email. Okay, so stand by for that possibility after this goes. In the meantime, enjoy it. Let's pray the call out. Lord God, we thank you so much for all that you've done to bless us, to keep us financially sound, to heal us, to provide everything for us. Thank you for all the gifts that you give us, and thank you for this incredible blessing which is coming soon. Thank you for orchestrating everything, putting everything together behind the scenes to make this go. And thank you for the benefit that we will receive from this blessing to take it to the rest of humankind around the globe. In Jesus' name we pray, amen and amen. Everybody have a great weekend. Let's see what happens over the next 4 days. And register, if you haven't already, your email on bigcalluniverse.com. All right? Good night, everybody. God bless you.